The Cavalcade of Music, presented by DuPont. Wednesday during the summer months, the DuPont Company presents this cavalcade of music, embracing the compositions of some one outstanding contributor to lighter American melody. This evening, we will hear a program of music by Rudolph Strimmel, who for so many years has been one of our top-ranking composers of melodies that laugh at the years and keep right on being favorites. As guest artist for this evening and each Wednesday evening through August, DuPont is happy to present A Girl from California, a young star of grand opera and operetta, a girl whose lovely soprano voice quickly won her national fame in radio when she made her network debut 2 years ago. She is Miss Franchil White, here from Hollywood to sing in this series. Don Voorhees, distinguished young conductor of the theater and radio, directs DuPont's Cavalcade Orchestra. Rudolph Strimmel has composed the music for many a successful operetta, including The Vagabond King, whose famed Song of the Vagabonds we're hearing now. Back in 1917, Strimmel wrote the score for a musical called You're in Love. One especially successful number was the title song itself, You're in Love. Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra play it. Strimmel's compositions, though he has written many favorites since, gain greater or more lasting favor than this melody, written 25 years ago for the operetta The Firefly. Franchil White will sing it, Giannina Mia. Days before Christmas, 1915, on the stage of New York's 44th Street Theater, Otto Harbach's musical play Katinka had its opening. The score was by Rudolf Simmel, and from it came several melodies that have belonged to us all ever since. Don Voorhees and the DuPont Cavalcade Orchestra play Allo's Holiday.
Thank you.
here is Brimmel's lively and lovely melody, Chansonette. Before continuing this program of music by Rudolph Brimmel, we pause briefly for a message from the DuPont Company. This afternoon off Newport, Rhode Island, the American yacht Ranger won its third straight race from the British challenger Endeavour, and now needs but one more victory to retain yachting's most prized trophy, the America's Cup. Considerable interest has been shown in one of Ranger's sails, a big four-sider called a quadrilateral jib. When Ranger first sprung the new sail, most experts were at a loss to know what it was. One English yachting authority, speaking over the radio and describing the progress of the race, said,
"And Ranger is going away in the distance under this peculiar quadrilateral Genoa jib of hers, a huge sail made of some patent fabric, and it is enormously successful. There's no getting away from that. And I think it's a secret of her success."
That sail, more than 4,000 square feet in area, was made by Prescott Wilson of New York, of a new fabric woven by the Wamsutta Mills in New Bedford, Massachusetts, of DuPont Cordura Rayon Yarn. Several years of laboratory testing and observation of sails in actual use on smaller craft over a three-year period revealed that sails made of a fabric of DuPont Cordura Rayon are stronger, do not pull out of shape as easily, and tear only half as readily as the regular type of sail fabric. Their smoothness means that wind slides off the surface quicker, giving greater driving force. The Cordura Rayon sails allow practically no air to leak through, and this natural virtue of this new fabric has even been increased by a special fabricoid coating given the sail by the DuPont Fabricoid Division. Fabric made of Cordura Rayon yarn is inherently mildew-proof, an ideal quality in sails, which are, of course, continuously subject to water and dampness. DuPont's Cordura Rayon yarn is performing an unusual service on land, too. Several manufacturers are using this new yarn in making heavy-duty truck and bus tires because Cordura helps add strength that gives more mileage under heavy loads at sustained high speed. In fact, the forward march of Rayon has been steady and rapid. A newcomer comparatively few years ago, it is now used in textiles in quantities second only to wool and cotton. And as Rayon rides the waves aboard the Ranger, DuPont salutes that fine craft, its talented skipper, and its gallant crew. Theirs is the finest. Theirs is the finest. Theirs is the finest. Theirs is the finest kind of teamwork. Split-second cooperation every instant of every race. And that's just as vital in business as it is in sport. A fine example of teamwork is found in the research laboratories of the DuPont Company, where every man depends upon hundreds of others in doing his part to improve existing products and create new ones, to provide better things for better living through chemistry. DuPont's cavalcade of music continues its program of compositions of Rudolph Simmel with a hit number from the famed musical Rose Marie, Francie White singing the Indian Love Call. Number from Simmel's score of the operetta The Vagabond King, Only a Rose. come three Fremmel numbers from three Fremmel operettas in the DuPont Cavalcade of Music. You'll probably sing along with the March of the Musketeers from Three Musketeers, and Rackety Coo from High Jinks, and the lovely melody Sympathy from Firefly.
Thank you.
You could fill many, many hours with familiar and well-loved music by Rudolf Rimmel, said one musician. His is a sure melodic touch. He writes so that everyone can understand. His most delicate or stirring tunes are always clear-cut and musician-like. Rudolf Rimmel has contributed much to our enjoyment of light music, and he will do a great deal more. We are pleased to salute his work in the DuPont Cavalcade of Music. Next Wednesday evening, we will present a full program of music by another distinguished American composer, Jerome Kern. Listen. I'm sure you all recognize that melody, Who, from the musical comedy Sonny. Next Wednesday evening, a whole program of Jerome Kern music, played by Don Voorhees and the orchestra, and sung by Francie White. Same time, same station, when the DuPont Company again presents the Cavalcade of Music. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.